This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Amid his final days as governor, Roy Cooper last December assembled a fawning media gaggle to announce, breathlessly, that nearly 600,000 more North Carolinians were eligible for Medicaid coverage. Now, efforts are underway by Washington lawmakers to roll back spending, not an exercise that comes naturally to either party. Democrats, in particular, assert that an entrenched federally funded program such as Medicaid is never to be so much as scrutinized. The Raleigh News and Observer warns more than 260,000 state residents will lose Medicaid benefits because Republicans are ruthless. In reality, sensible questions have been raised. Why should an able-bodied citizen under 65 get Medicaid coverage absent a requirement to hold a part-time job, attend school, or at the very least, volunteer? Why should Medicaid pay for gender transition surgery or medications? And why would an illegal immigrant ever be eligible to enroll in Medicaid or file a claim? As members of the U.S. Senate take up their version of President Trump's domestic policy and spending bill, they must keep asking questions and protect Medicaid for those who legitimately need it. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off as always.